Anyone who is beginners, there's a beginner class just next door. So if you know, if this is your first time, that's usually where you want to start out. Otherwise, I'm just going to, as usual, just give some basic instructions just to start us out. And one of the things, one of the kind of critical aspects about meditation practice is to get your mind into a state that is fit for meditation practice when you start out. And there's a number of ways in which you can do this. There's a number of ways of regarding this. And one of the ways that I've been talking about recently is to kind of align your mind with the right view from the Buddha's teachings, because that right view is a little bit about letting go of things, yeah? And of course, to be able to gain some peace in your meditation practice, to gain some samadhi and stillness and all of these kind of things, you have to let go of the external things. And that right view actually helps you to let go of external things. This is why it is so useful. But there's another way of looking at kind of putting your mind into the right mind frame, if you like, the right kind of psychology, and that is to get into the right mood for meditation practice. And one of the things that I'm sure you will have noticed is often how much easier it is to come to a place like the Dhammaloka Center, to sit down with like-minded people, and it's almost like you feel a certain, it's like an energy almost, it's like a kind of a, you know, the group kind of facilitates a feeling of meditation practice. If you go back home maybe to your house and you try to sit down, it's almost as if it doesn't have the same feeling. It's more difficult to get into meditation for many people at home than it is in a Buddhist center. Or if you go to Jhana Grove, yeah, down in Serpentine, to the meditation retreat center, again, it's easier because the feeling, it almost feels like meditation practice in those places. So having the right mood is so important, in the right frame of mind for meditation to become possible. And one of the ways of doing that at home is to have a guided meditation, yeah, like a recording or something, that kind of almost draws you in, gives you some of the same feelings as if you are part of a group, as you would be here. Another way of doing that is to have a certain place where you always do your meditation practice at home. Yeah, if you do meditate at home, it's nice to have a certain place. And after a while, it feels like meditation, just like the hall here has a kind of meditation feel about it. But another thing that is important for getting into the right psychology is to, very often when we kind of think of the word meditation, we already have an idea that there's something that we have to do. Meditation is a particular set of instructions, certain things that we have to do. So you sit down and then you try straight away to do those things. And because of that, even thinking about it in the wrong way can sometimes be a hindrance. That perception of what meditation is all about can actually be a hindrance in calming down and becoming peaceful. So one of the ways that I sometimes like to think about meditation practice is just to, instead of thinking of meditation, thinking of it just as relaxation. Yeah, this is relaxation time. I'm just gonna relax, take it easy, and enjoy myself and sit back, especially at the beginning of the meditation. This is such a useful perception. Because then you don't force your mind to become peaceful. You don't force your mind onto the breath. You don't kind of do any, you don't use the willpower, which then stops you, does not allow you to relax properly. Instead, you just sit back and you relax. And that gives you some information about the kind of posture which is right, yeah, because the posture, you have to be able to really relax in that posture, and it gives you some idea of the right frame of mind. The frame of mind is one which allows things to be. When you relax, you don't try to control your thoughts. You don't say, this is right, this is wrong. You just kind of allow your mind to sort of run on its own, in a sense. And in the beginning, this is the right approach to meditation. Allow your mind to be. And as you do that, combined with being in a nice environment, an environment which kind of leans in the right direction, you actually find that your mind calms down all by itself. All you have to do really is to be patient. Yeah, be patient in the right place and things tend to calm down. Don't need to do very much. Once you start doing, you tend to mess it up and it make it worse. So sit back. Try to think about your meditation as relaxation. And if you get this right, if you relax in the right way, what will happen is that the mind will start to just to calm down all by itself. And mindfulness just comes up. Yeah, it kind of comes up. And when the mindfulness reaches a certain degree or certain strength, maybe this doesn't happen. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that the mind needs to go on thinking, and that's okay sometimes. But if the mindfulness comes and you feel a sense of clarity about being here, you are in the present moment, then it's almost as if the breath meditation happens automatically. When you get this right, it's a very beautiful process. It is very relaxing, very easy, and that is exactly what meditation should be like. It should be something that really feels good. If it feels good, you're on the right track. If it feels you can't relax properly, or it feels funny, or you feel kind of bad in a certain way, then you're not on the right track. So try this out. Very often it's about getting the perceptions right. Once the perceptions are right, the flow somehow tends to happen by itself. Okay, so let's try these things out in practice. Okay, so as always, just close your eyes, and it's a wonderful thing just to close your eyes, shut out the world, and to go inside. It's already so beautiful, because you take away so much of the distraction, so much of the world, just by closing down your eyelids. And then once you do that, you can start to feel things so much more, things become so much more obvious. So always start off by feeling your body, and that gives you a very good indication of what is going on. And often you will see that you will need a bit of time just to relax, just to be at ease before anything at all really can happen. So start off with that sense of care, a sense of patience, and as you do that, you allow things to relax. and to allow this process to unfold. Remember, there's nothing that you have to do. It's the meditation working on its own. And there's nothing that you have to do to encourage it or to make it happen. Your job is just to be, just to exist, and feel the process happening to you. You are the passive recipient of the meditation practice. is sometimes it can be quite hard to be entirely passive because we are so used to being in the driver's seat. And the best way to do this is often just to remember the idea of patience. You are waiting for things to happen. You are not making them happen. And things will happen in due course when things are ready. And the only way to achieve that is to be patient in the here and now. So you are like, again, the passenger waiting for things to happen. And as you practice in this very simple way, just being patient, just being a passenger, please notice as you go along the delight of being peaceful, the delight of not doing anything at all. There's a sense of freedom in that, a sense of peace, something very beautiful happening inside. And the more you notice that, the more you are aware of that, the more you incline in that direction. And when you start to see that, you also feel a sense of gratitude almost towards this meditation place, this meditation center. And that also builds up the sense of peace, of patience, of being able to wait for the results to arrive. As you do this, mindfulness comes all by itself. And if you are able to enjoy this process of just being present, without doing anything at all, that usually or often comes a point when the mind has a degree of clarity and stillness to it. And when the clarity is sufficient, that is really the right time to move on to the meditation object. But again, do this very gently and carefully, otherwise it's going to be tense and unpleasant. So allow it to be a natural transfer from the mindfulness of the present moment to the mindfulness of the breath. Treat your breath as a gentle, kind, trustworthy companion, not as someone you want to control. Okay, so we're coming very close to the end now. So before we come to the end, try once more to take stock of your meditation. How do you feel now? What is the process that leads you to where you are now? And try to understand the causality of how meditation happens. Okay. Okay, everyone. Anyone has any comments or questions or anything like, thank you very much, anything like that before we move on? Everyone okay? Okay, wonderful. So let's just take this one question from overseas. This is from Germany. I have trouble merging with the feeling of peace long enough to relax. I jump back and observing which causes the mind to contemplate, which leads to restlessness. What is wrong? Okay. I think the problem may just be that you are trying to merge with the feeling of peace. Don't really try it. I wouldn't recommend you trying to merge with it. Just allow the peace to happen by itself. And when the peace happens by itself, then it often becomes more self-sustaining. If you try to create these things, and you can create peace to a certain extent by forcing your mind to kind of stay in the present moment, it's possible to do that, but it's not a very relaxed state usually. It usually is a bit of tension there and these kind of things, and for that reason it's not so nice. So instead of doing that, allow the peace to emerge. And usually the way that happens is by being very subtle about how you allow the meditation to progress. So your job is to stand back, allow the mind to be, and by just observing, by just allowing the mind to be, you're actually removing the fuel that drives the restlessness. The restlessness needs fuel, and that fuel is the intention, it is the willpower, the volition behind it. And as you remove that fuel, actually it tends to kind of relax all by itself. So don't try to merge too much with the peace. You tend to jump back to observing, which causes the mind to contemplate, which leads to restlessness. Just observe the mind doing all of these things. Observe the mind doing its observation, observe the mind doing the contemplation, and kind of take a step back from all the activity. And the more you're taking a step back, the more mindfulness there's going to be. Allow the process to play itself out. Don't kind of worry too much about it. The mind is a very conditioned thing, and the mind needs kind of to be allowed to play these things out, otherwise not going to come to peace. Sometimes it's just a day where the mind is very restless. Other days the mind is more peaceful. It's very unpredictable how the mind is going to work from one day to the next one. Never have any expectation of what's going to happen. Stand back more. Allow it to calm down. Once mindfulness has arisen, then go to the breath. One of the, I think, biggest problems with meditation practice is that people go to the breath too soon. If the mind isn't ready to go to the breath, it's just going to end up by using willpower, and all sorts of problems will ensue as a consequence of that. be kind, be gentle with yourself, have a sense of gratitude for being able to do this. These are all very positive feelings that give rise to a sense of wholesomeness and joy in the present moment. And that allows you, the mind, then to become quiet and then for mindfulness to arise. So just be very patient with yourself and keep on doing it, and then gradually you will be able to see for yourself what the problem is, and then you will be in business. Okay, so that's all for today. Let's pay respect to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha.